Hey, thanks for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon, getting you set, getting you ramped up right here before the 1 o'clock hour. And joining us now via the WBDG hotline, Wheat Hotchkiss from Pacers.com. How are you doing today, Wheat?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Grant.
All right, the Pacers tonight get the Milwaukee Bucks, a big game for many reasons, Central Division. The Pacers are without Oladipo. You think, without Oladipo, so how big of a win would it be, you know, if the Pacers are able to do it against the Bucks tonight?
Oh, it would definitely be a big win, especially if Oladipo is playing. Obviously, the Bucks are just ahead of the Pacers in the Eastern Conference standings, a game and a half up. They're the 2 seed right now. The Pacers would be the 4 seed. This game matters a lot because the Pacers lost in Milwaukee on October 19th. So if they lose this one, they're down 2-0 in that crucial head-to-head tiebreaker that come back at the end of the season. It'll be interesting tonight because Oladipo did practice yesterday for the first time in a couple weeks. They're listing him as questionable tonight. We won't find out until probably an hour before game time if he's going to play. There's a possibility he could be back, but obviously he wouldn't be at 100% if he is.
And he would be on a pitch count. So, it would be good to have Oladipo there, but do you think the Pacers are capable of beating Milwaukee without Victor?
I mean, if you look at their record without him this season, a year ago when he didn't play, they were 0-7. This year, he's missed 11 games, 12 if you count that Hawks game back on November 17th where he only played 4.5 minutes. And they're 8-4 over that stretch. Now, they haven't played the toughest schedule over that stretch, but a lot of guys have stepped up. Bojan Bogdanović is averaging nearly 20 points per game. And they're putting the ball in the hands of Darren Collison and Miles Turner a lot more. And both of those guys, after getting off the slow starts of the season, have played a lot better lately.
Wheat Hotchkiss joins us from Pacers.com via the WBDG hotline. Talk about Aaron Holiday's play, who obviously was drafted by the Pacers. What he's been able to do and really shown his talents here for the Pacers team.
Yeah, he's got an opportunity to play ever since Oladipo got hurt. First interaction was in that Hawks game that Oladipo left early, and he was awesome in that game. He was hitting threes. He plays so fast, and I think that's the thing that stands out for him right away. He's just got world-class speed. He's feisty on the defensive end, even though he's a little undersized. He had a hot start. His first couple games in rotation was playing really well. He's flipped off a little bit since that. What you expect from a rookie, there's going to be ups and downs. But I think the organization is very excited about his future. He's definitely the point guard of the season.
Want to get into Miles Turner's play a little bit, which really through the first 18 games was, it was okay. I guess you could say it wasn't really what we expected to see from Miles this season. But since then, he missed the game, I think. And then after he missed that game, I think he kind of came back and has been playing a little bit more motivated. In terms of the Monday night game where he put up 26 and 12 and 5 blocks, talk about Miles and how he's improved this season and why, there's some haters out there on Miles and why, you should be on board the Miles train.
Yeah, Miles has been great for the past probably 2 or 3 weeks. I know people look at box scores with him and he's a center and they expect him to rebound a little more. But he's upped his rebounding lately. The thing with him that makes him so valuable is he's such a good defender, and you saw that on Monday night against the Wizards. He blocked 5 shots. He probably altered another 10. Darren Collison was just raving after that game. He said he should be in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation. He's the best defensive big man he's played with since DeAndre Jordan. And when Miles' shot is falling, he just got off to a little bit of a slow start shooting the ball from the outside, but we know he's capable of that. He's got a track record of doing that. He can stretch the floor, and he's really effective in that pick-and-pop scenario with either Oladipo or Collison handling the ball. So if he keeps playing like this, the Pacers can go deep in the playoffs for sure.
When you look at the upcoming schedule, you have Milwaukee tonight, and then Friday night you travel to Philadelphia. Is getting at least one win between these two ball clubs important in terms of Eastern Conference play?
I think definitely. It's still December, but both of these teams, they've already lost 2-1 this season. So falling down 2-0 to both of them on the season series is not ideal, especially with the East being so tight at the top. I mean, those tiebreakers at the end of the year could really come into play. So I think, yeah, if you can get one of these two, I think that would be great. And then the schedule, they go to Toronto next week. But other than that, for the rest of the year, it's pretty light. So I think they should be able to continue to build and maybe by January 1st be 10, 11 games over 500.
All right. Wade Hoskins joins us, WBDG Hotline. The Pacers are underdogs in Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight. What do the Pacers need to do to get it done tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, which would be a big Eastern Conference victory for the Blue and Gold?
Well, it all starts with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Obviously, he's one of the MVP frontrunners. I don't really know how you stop him. Thad Young's going to get the assignment, but it's really a by committee thing. He wants to get to the rim. He's only shooting 12% from three-point range. But if you slack off him, he's so long that he can get to the rim in like two steps. So they're going to need a big game from Miles Turner helping protect the interior. And then they need to run everyone else off the three-point line. The Hawks under Mike Budenholzer this year are shooting threes a lot more. I believe they lead the NBA in threes made a game. So you got to watch out for Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon, some of those other guys like to shoot it a lot. So you need to stick to Giannis but also help off on the shooters.
All right, Wade, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to this matchup tonight. Should be a good one, Pacers and Bucks. Hey, thanks for joining us. We have to do it again sometime.
Absolutely, anytime.
Wade Hoskins on the WBDG Hotline. He writes for Pacers.com. That's where you can find him. Pacers in action with the Bucks tonight.